My name is Karen Koch, and I'm an organizer with No One Is Illegal in Kingston.
Maybe you can give us a bit of a background on basically the opening of the facility in Millhaven and the organizing up until now that's been happening to oppose it.
Well, we started, news sort of started to hit the media around here in December of 2005. About the facility that was being built at Millhaven. And when No One Is Illegal, which had formed just a few months prior, got wind of it, we decided that it would be a good thing to get sort of a broad range of people working on. So we did a big call out and got quite a few people. We had sort of, on average, between 20 and 30 people that were coming out to meetings when we started to meet in February around what to do about Millhaven. And we talked about all sorts of plans about what to do, because we didn't have a lot of information about the facility, so we were under the impression that it was still under construction, and then if so, we were planning on doing more direct action type of stuff, trying to, like, let's say, try to blockade the road leading to the institution to keep trucks from going in and that sort of stuff. And then it turns out that it was finished ahead of schedule, and we decided that what was most important was to sort of raise public awareness around the fact that this was being built. So we did a teach-in in early March with people from Toronto, people from Ottawa, to sort of give the public more of a sense of what security certificates are about, why these men were being held, and some of the problems with the immigration system in general. And then we started planning for an action, some sort of high-profile action, when the detainees got transferred, which was very secretive. Even the families of the detainees were being kept totally in the dark by CBSA about when that would be. And we were under the impression initially that they were all going to get transferred at different times. And we didn't know if they were going to be transferred with the general population from other centers that were being moved to Millhaven or what. So it was hard to plan around because mm-hmm. we didn't know anything. And then when we first got word from one of the inmates that was being held with Mohammed Harkat that he had been moved, like, we put our sort of plan of action into work, and we got out there on the day that they were being transferred, which was the 24th of April. And we actually missed them because it turns out that they all got flown in, or at least that's what we hear. They all got flown in all at once. But we sort of did it to show them support, to show them that we knew that this was happening, that we knew that they were here, and that we were prepared to start to organize around the fact that they're being held at Millhaven.
Okay. What did it look like? What shape did it take?
We kind of threw around a whole bunch of ideas. We had planned initially to do more of a direct action kind of thing. We actually wanted to sort of do a human chain across the entrance going into Millhaven.
Mm-hmm.
But because nothing worked out the way that we thought it might have, it ended up just being a collection of people at the entrance of Millhaven right on the highway. There's a highway that runs just in front of the institution where there's quite a bit of traffic, people who commute in and out of Kingston. And so we had a bunch of people just gathering out in front. We had banners and signs to at least sort of try and draw some attention to the fact that, you know, behind the walls of this institution, there was some pretty shady stuff going on.
And at the present time, in anticipation of the National Day of Action, I believe that's happening on June 26th, what kind of organizing is happening around that?
We haven't firmed up any plans yet. We're still talking about that. We're thinking of trying to do something as public as possible, something really visible to sort of spread awareness, draw attention to the fact that this institution exists and some of the problems around it. And to that effect, we've been doing a lot of leafleting and flyering leading up to the Freedom Caravan, but just sort of as we were passing out flyers with sort of general info on the security certificates and on the detention center at Millhaven. So we're hoping to do something really high profile, which we're always sort of stuck in this problem here in Kingston because the Millhaven is actually about 20 minutes outside of the city. So doing something at Millhaven is actually quite invisible. Like, you're on a highway, but it's not like doing something in downtown Kingston. But I think we'll probably plan to do something at the institution because we've gotten quite used to doing that now. And
in terms of the interaction with, with the officers in the facility, how has that been like, particularly in terms of the interactions with the, you know, the security guards and the corrections officers, et cetera?
So it started out pretty tense, and then it's gotten a little bit better. I know that the CBSA people at Millhaven, who are watching the detainees themselves, have been pretty. It's been hard to deal with them for the families and for the supporters and for lawyers and all these people because they don't seem to really know what they're doing. And so when lawyers or when the supporters or when the families call with questions, they just never know how to answer, and it's a big bloated bureaucracy, and it seems like the interface between CBSA and corrections is not going very well, so there's no one ever knows who's supposed to know the answer to what, and so it's quite complicated. But and then in terms of the families themselves, they've had some negative experiences with some of the guards at Millhaven. The most recent one was when the Jabala family came to visit, and Husna, his wife, was denied entry because they wouldn't provide a female guard to do her security search. And so the agreement was they would always have a female guard, and they didn't, and they refused to bring one, and then so she refused to unveil herself, and they called the OPP to escort them off the property. And
wow.
So there's some of the guards are quite belligerent and really just rude. There are other guards that the Harkat family, I think, has had some good experiences with. So I mean, it's as always a mixed bag, I guess.
Can you speak about the conditions? Have there been any changes in terms of the day-to-day conditions that that these men are living under?
Yeah, there definitely have been changes, and for the most part, they've been for the worse, which is more than just a little ironic, I guess, because from the beginning, as you said, the fact that these men were being held at Metro West and in Ottawa was not supposed to be long-term, and then when they all started to push for bail, their main argument was that the conditions under which they were being held were unjust, and for that reason they should be released on bail. So we sort of think that to sort of preempt their argument for bail, the government decided to build this facility at Millhaven so that they could transfer all the detainees here and say, look, now you're all in one place and the conditions are better, therefore you don't need bail. So we knew that going into it. We didn't know much about the facility before it was actually opened and before the detainees were transferred, because it was all really secretive. The only thing we knew is that they spent $3.2 million on it. And then as we started to take the families of the detainees there and doing visits and things, we've realized that they've spent $3.2 million on a classroom portable. And it's divided into six cells. So there's no heating, there's no air conditioning, and Kingston gets quite hot in the summer. And already the men have been suffering from pretty severe heat, and they're only allowed, I believe, 6-inch fans in each of their cells. But anyone who's been in a classroom portable in the summer knows that it just gets excruciatingly hot. When the detainees walk around in their cells, the floor moves so they can hear everything in the other cells, they can feel the other guys moving around. So that's definitely not an improvement in the conditions. They're given time to spend outdoors, but they're separated from the other inmates that are held in Millhaven Prison proper. So they have their own little courtyard, which is a tiny little, tiny little space, and it's got like a concrete floor, so it's not the same kind of outdoor space that the other inmates get. They have a canteen that's really, really poorly stocked and is often out of stock for days and days and days on end. They've complained that the quality of food that they're receiving is very poor. They don't get any fresh food. Food is very bad, and they don't get enough food. So they've actually, all three of them have been on hunger strike now. Amre has been on hunger strike for more than a month now, and Mahjoub and Jabala are coming on 3 weeks.